We're now joined by the winning driver and the winning crew chief of tonight's SpeedyCash.com 400 and the winner of the first leg of the trip, driver of the number 51 Toyota, Greg Biffle, and his crew chief, Rudy Fugel. We'll open up to questions. Go here and then to Holly.
All right, this is a question for both of you guys. Of course, Kyle Busch Motorsports has had quite an interesting season, and with, of course, Kyle winning all of his truck races, now you guys coming in with Greg. First race right out of the bat, how does it feel to just come back here and prove that guys like you can still get the job done regardless of that three-year layoff?
I mean, it feels really good to be able to come back and drive a good, fast truck. And, you know, I learned a tremendous amount tonight. I wasn't sure the first part of this thing. You know, it went green, and I felt really good about the speed of our truck. And then the second and third run, I didn't feel like I was, you know, figuring out how to get around these guys. We ended up getting the lead, and then the guys drafted right by me. So I knew I had my work cut out for me to figure out the draft of these trucks and what they drive like. And, you know, they made it easy for me. They gave me a really good truck. Pit stops were phenomenal. And, you know, the we worked really good in practice, you know, three practice sessions to get the thing driving the way it felt good to me. We worked really well together, so it was a great opportunity for me. I'm so happy to be able to come back and run that well.
And Rudy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, KBM so far, what a year. I mean, obviously, Kyle's in the headlines for a lot of things about what he says, but if you really look at things, we've got 6 out of 9 wins, and then the 3 of the places we didn't win, one was Daytona, which is what it is, and Dover and Kansas, we got a 3rd place finish out of some of our other guys. So, yeah, we got to get going a little bit better, more consistent with the other two, but Harrison fought and finished 5th tonight, so definitely try to get these trucks better so that they're easier for everybody to drive. But, you know, the communication, crew chief, engineer, driver, kind of will keep working on that with everybody to get where we're able to achieve. Us two are working together, and Kyle got involved, got on the phone with both of us, and we were able to make really good decisions.
Holly Kane, the NASCAR Wire Service. Greg, could you tell me what you honestly expected to do tonight? Did you? I mean, obviously the truck has done very well this season, and you've won races here before. But did you come in here thinking I'll be happy with a top 5, top 10, or did you think you were going to win? And secondly, I guess the $500,000 question is: have you spoken to Kyle tonight, and do you expect you may be able to race in the next couple of these incentive races?
Yeah. So many things went through my head about what I was going to expect or what I thought was going to happen here tonight or this whole weekend. And probably first and foremost, I just didn't want to make any mistakes. And you know, I'd been out of the driver's seat for almost 3 years, and I just didn't want to come in here and make any mistakes. I didn't want to run bad, so to speak. You know, I didn't want to run 15th and not be able to perform the way that these trucks have performed. So, first and foremost, that was my worry. I felt like my anticipation was we'd be able to run in the top 5. I thought fairly confident that we'd be able to run in the, you know, right around in the top 5, top 8. And, you know, ultimately the win is always in the back of your mind. You know, what's going to do to win? And these things are humbling. I mean, it's not easy. Practice, man, I've been doing this a long, long time, and so that probably kept my spirits up, but I wasn't as fast as I wanted to be in practice. The final practice, I was 15th, and that didn't sit well with me, and I thought long and hard about it, and I felt like the truck drove really, really good, and our lap average was better than that, but I just didn't have that single lap speed, so I was a bit nervous about it. But after talking to Kyle, you know, and the way practice is, these trucks can put down some fast laps, and then when the race comes, it's hard to put those really fast laps down. We see it in the Cup Series as well. But I didn't, you know, I was hoping I could win, but certainly didn't come here thinking that it was going to be easy.
Have you spoken to Kyle at all? Have you any idea about whether you'll go forward?
I haven't. Claire B. Lang, informed me that him and Marcus Lemonis are talking back and forth on Twitter as we speak about me racing races or driving or whatever. So
I think I'm 35 texts in. So it's conversations going ongoing.
My phone is in my phone's in the motorhome, so I'll get a hold of it when I get back over there. I'm not like Brad Keselowski. I don't carry it in the car. So Brad's texting under caution, so.
We have any other questions for Matt?
Matt Weaver with Auto Week. First thing, when you guys crossed the line, did I hear something about maybe you guys doing Talladega together?
Oh, no. That was the spotter. Jason was spotting for me when I was racing the 16 car in the Cup Series, and we were leading with two laps to go, and Damon McMurray blew up. We had that race won. And he just kind of said it was redemption for our Talladega, because I think that was the last time he spotted for me, or something like that.
Yeah, and to my knowledge, I don't think you've driven anything like this package, and they're using something similar for the Cup Series as well. So what was your adjustment phase like to driving kind of a lower power, drafty, drag-heavy car, and what is your kind of assessment of this direction NASCAR has now with this package?
Well, it took me a bit to get used to it, and I was telling Rudy on the way over here, I still don't feel like I still don't feel like I haven't figured out 100% yet. So, you're always learning no matter what. And I was learning clear to the checkered flag. And probably what helped me win that race tonight was getting past, halfway through the race when I was leading. Those two guys got a run behind me, and I arced it out to drive into turn one. I'm like, there's no way he's going to be able to get to the inside of me. And that was my under assessment of how fast he was, the draft is, and how fast they were catching me. So that probably helped me make the right moves at the end of this thing and where to block the air on the 88. But I think the package is pretty decent. I like packages where you got to come out of the gas for the corner a little bit more. Those tend to be a little racier. And this thing, you have to come out of the gas some in turn one and two, but three and four, you don't really have to. And it makes it interesting. Makes the runs, it's just a different racing. I don't necessarily have an opinion whether I like it or not. They're fun to drive, and I just have a little bit more to learn about them.
Kyle didn't coach him to say it sucks, so. That's what you're looking for.
Luis Torres, Motorsports Tribune. So you mentioned that this win is quite humbling. When you look back at your career, of course, you won truck championships, you won the Xfinity Championship, you won multiple cup races. Where does this rank as far as your list is concerned?
This ranks pretty high, I will honestly tell you. To be able to come back after being out of the seat for as long as I have and not ever, driving this package before, not driving a truck for 15 years. I think this certainly rates very high for me, for one of my wins.
One more. Whether you are able to come back and do the triple truck challenge races or not, are you more inclined now to possibly race in NASCAR, whether it be trucks or Xfinity or Cup now?
Well, I've always said since I got out of the car, I wasn't retiring at the end of 16. I wanted to do something different, and I wanted an opportunity where I had something competitive to drive, this was the right opportunity to drive something competitive. And if that opportunity comes up, I'll certainly consider it in the future. So I think I'm just going to kind of leave it at that.
We got one more here, and then we'll wrap it up.
Rick Kretschmar from the Dallas Morning News. On the television broadcast, they were talking about y'all coming in for fuel at lap 109, then not coming back to get more fuel. What was the motivation to go for it rather than what was your scheme with fuel after lap 109?
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
we were a couple laps from the window. You know, lap like 114 was our window, so you're five away from the window. So at that point, the strategy is to come put your four tires on and fill it up, and you hope that the caution comes out at 115 and you come down and you splash gas and everybody puts four tires on and you're leading. You know, that's the ideal strategy. And then you start stretching into that run and you're like, okay, where we are here, we need to save a little bit here. And you're just trying to strategize. You know, the we were going to run, if the three guys ahead of us, the 88, the 98, and somebody else made it on fuel, we were going to run fourth. And if they were pushing hard that entire 60 laps, chances are they weren't going to make it. You know, and chances are without that caution, we were going to have to slow down a bunch to make it. You know, I was just waiting for that opportunity to not lose track position. So it's just kind of, I mean, like I said, the first thing is, yeah, let's come get our four, and then as soon as we get in our window, we're going to put 1 gallon of gas in it, and everybody else is getting four tires, and you come off with the lead, and everybody's got the same tires, and that's your strategy.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.